welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the newest Philadelphia Eagle running back, LeGarrette Blunt. Day one as an Eagle, how was it in the building? A little crazy
great,
for
man.
You?
Yeah, it was great. I was welcomed with open arms by every single person that was there. Everybody has told me, you know, it's great to have me here. So I've embraced it, you know. There's a few guys here that I know, obviously Chris Long.
Yep.
You know, I met Doria Green Beckham this offseason. You know, Najee played with me at Tampa. So there's a handful of guys here that I know. So
it's amazing, LeGarrette. You are the biggest running back I've ever seen. And Darren and Danelle Pumphrey are the smallest running back I have ever seen. It really tells you that it's not about size. There's a whole lot more that goes into being a great football player than just your physical dimensions.
Exactly.
What else do you think is important that has made you so successful?
Just having that chip on my shoulder, you know, from not getting drafted, you know, knowing that I was probably, you know, well, not probably. I feel like I was the best back in that draft class, so. Just not getting drafted, just having that chip on my shoulder and just knowing that, you know, I'm going to have to grind, you know, more than everybody else or more than all the other guys that were before me to solidify my place in this league.
It has been quite a journey in the NFL. Tennessee, then Tampa, New England, Pittsburgh, New England again. How would you describe your time in the NFL?
It's definitely been a journey, mm-hmm. for sure. It's been a long, you know, 7 years, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. You know, my whole goal was just to get into this league. You know, that was my whole goal, and I've been in it for 7 years now. So there's nothing I can really complain about.
You seem like you have a great attitude, and you're really happy with the way things are going.
Yeah.
I mean, two Super Bowls in 4 years, I would imagine, does lighten the load here. We don't know that feeling. What is the feeling that you've had winning the Super Bowl?
Man, is unmatched. You know, I don't think you can match it to anything. You know, it's unmeasurable. The feeling for winning that is, you know, I don't think you can compare it to anything, you know, besides, I mean, something crazy, you know, the birth of your child or something like that. But, you know, besides that, you know, you can't compare it to anything. It's the most winning and most, you know, fulfilling feeling that I've ever felt in my life.
From just like a team standpoint, right?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. You know, The teams that won the Super Bowl were, you know, two of the closest teams that I've ever, you know, it was so close, so team oriented. Everybody there, you know, was really close, cheered each other on. The groups were really tight. Everybody hung out. You know, there was no individual, you know, this group, individual, that group. You know, everybody was good with each other. And I think that's ultimately that played a big role in, you know, how we were able to do it.
Was the win over Atlanta in Super Bowl 51 the craziest game you've ever played in?
Yeah. I have never experienced anything like that in my whole football career, so.
Well, let's talk about you as an Eagle, your role in the offense. What do you expect?
I don't have any expectations. I just want to come in and compete. You know, that's my ultimate goal, is to come in and compete. You know, they have a lot of great players. You know, they have, you know, Sproles, Matthews, Pumphrey. You know, they have
Wendell, second year.
Byron Marshall. Mm-hmm. They got Wendell Smallwood. They got a lot of guys, you know, that can go out there and tote the load, you know, tote the rock. Obviously, Sproles has been playing for, you know, 13, 14 years at a very high level. So he's capable of running it and catching it, you know. A lot of those guys are, so I just want to make sure I make some room in the backfield for myself.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people say you are a short yardage running back, which I'm not sure is a really fair perspective to put on you, because last year you had 7+20 yards, sixth best in the league, tied for sixth best in the league. So there's a lot of big plays in that big body. Am I right?
Definitely.
You know, it's just not. But getting into the end zone, is it an art form, LeGarrette? Does it take a certain nose to get into the end zone?
You definitely got to have a nose for the pylon. You got to have that. You got to have that grit and that mentality that you're not going to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have that. You know, and it's something that you're born with. It's not something that you can, you know, you can just create. You know, you could probably learn it over the course of a career, but it's not. It's something that you're born with. You know, and I was born with that. So they can call me whatever, and I embrace the role of a power running back because, you know, I mean that's what I do. You know, I'm a big guy. You know, don't get me wrong, I make people miss too. You know, but you know, I had a few 40-yard runs this year too. So, you know, I mean, but at the same time, you know, I embrace what I do. You know, and I don't hide from it. I don't let anybody else try to tell me anything different.
Body feels good. 299 carries last year, career high. You still feel good? You feel fresh?
I feel really good.
Good, man.
Really good.
So, well, the next steps here is just to learn this Eagles offense.
That's the next step.
Yeah. So, welcome to Philadelphia.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about it.
Garrett Blunt in the house. Everybody's thrilled. You got a good reception, right, in Philadelphia?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, everybody loves football.
I've been welcomed with open arms from the coaches to the general manager to the players to the fans. There, I haven't had, you know, any negative feedback at all. I've been welcomed with open arms and love from the first time this came out.
Love it. Let's keep it going. Garrett, thanks so much. Garrett Blunt in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.